I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, May 24th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thank you for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And I am your host, Chris Hinckley. So welcome. Here we are. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Interesting stuff. Where do we go today? I think, you know, there are a number of things that we've discussed in recent days that need to be fleshed out. I wonder if I should just read those articles or go back to the Walter Williams clips and other indispensable wisdom. You know, does it matter? Folks have asked that question from time to time. I talked about the sort of endemic problems we face from a general macro perspective last week. And so, you know, where do we go from here? I think that there are a number of ways we could address this, and yet, again, you know, does it actually matter? Just before the broadcast, actually, I was thinking of M. Scott Peck's People of the Lie, Hope for Healing Human Evil. You know, this just sort of reminds me of, it's kind of a cottage industry. You know, that's a fairly recent book. I think it was published back in 2015. And, you know, we have all of this other stuff. I mean, I've talked about Ponderology and the Lucifer Effect. But, you know, as much as anything, I think of Kevin Dutton's Wisdom of Psychopaths, what Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers can teach us about success. And it's just interesting, this staring into the abyss nonsense. You know, if you understand human nature and our frailty and our fallibility, you know, if you believe the Bible is true and it's a legitimate kind of first principle to understand that, you know, on earth we have this, you know, this is a sinful fallen world and we have this sinful nature. You know, there's none righteous, no, not one. All have fallen, all have fallen short of the glory of God. Then you understand how we can't be perfect. We never will be perfect. But if you don't hold that view, then it's easy to be, and even if you do, it's, you know, because it's sort of the prevailing ethos or zeitgeist of the day, it's easy to get seduced into thinking, you know, that somehow we can just tinker with ourselves like used cars. And you know what, maybe we can tinker with each other. I'm out here and I can see what's going on in there better. So you know what, maybe I can tinker with you like I would tinker on a used car. And I think that's, you know, and the more that you stare into that abyss, the more insane you go, to borrow from Oswald Chambers' April 21st entry in My Atmosphere's Highest, you will drive yourself crazy. Because it's the classic Bates and double bind, you know, schizophrenia inducing double bind, where you're entertaining two competing ideas, cognitive dissonance that rises to the level of schizophrenia. You will drive yourself insane. And so I think it's no coincidence that we have books like Kevin Dutton's The Wisdom of Psychopaths come out, and then on its heels, M. Scott Peck's The People of the Lie. We've believed a lie in this society for a long time, and we are leaning into the lie these days. If you look at social media and things, the things that people say that they don't know to be fact, it's just fascinating. But it's the generally accepted perspective on this and that. So therefore, look at me. I am today's, you know, truth-telling soldier of fortune in the social media sphere, because I'm parroting every politically correct talking point. And, you know, there is a method to the madness. There is some motivation. There is a modus operandi behind all of that. And at the bottom of it, I would say, you know, no matter how politically correct one may aspire to be, you can never negotiate with terrorists. It just doesn't work. You know, the next line that you allow to be crossed only emboldens hubris. And it's, you know, like the old cliche about, now, you know, now that we've established who and what we are, we just need to establish a price, you know. So if you allowed, you know, the terrorist thinks if you allowed that line to be crossed, well, in essence, there are no lines then. So it's kind of a catch-22, a Joseph Heller catch-22, or a Bateson schizophrenia-inducing double bind, where, you know, what do? You know, it's a lose-lose situation, but still, you can't negotiate with terrorists. So on that note, hopefully that makes sense. We'll dive in. How about speaking of Oswald Chambers, My Atmosphere's Highest, the entry for May 22nd, which would have been this past Sunday, citing John 17:21, well, it's titled, Now This Explains It. And there is a recurrent theme, if you listen, in stark contrast to what we see happening. I mean, if you get a copy of My Atmosphere's Highest, you will see a recurrent theme in stark contrast to, you know, the self-help and so on literature of the day. I mentioned hearing about Dave Stockton winning the 1970 PGA Championship and then saying, you know, that he read Maxwell Maltz's Psycho-Cybernetics, and that's, you know, that's it. Again, I mean, that's kind of ground zero in a sense of this idea of tinkering. You know, man is just another machine. And many, many books have been written on that. And so we can just, you know, certainly folks who leaned on the work of Norbert Wiener think of man as just a machine to be programmed. And we can start to incorporate Lamarckian epigenetics and change not only the individual, but the society. And it's really fascinating when you start looking at that on such a broad level and incorporating the thoughts of guys like Marshall McLuhan. It's really not, you know, the rub is we think individually we are so perceptive and so intelligent and so immune to those kinds of things. But then when you actually step back and you get a 30,000 foot perspective, it's not that difficult with the technology that we have today. And again, many people have written about that. You know, we've played clips of Neil Postman, for example, who, you know, told us exactly what we're experiencing 30 years ago. And now you can also see in, you know, the justification of things. Speaking of people of the lie, you know, people leaning into the COVID nonsense, because it's at a certain level, it's a survival mechanism, kind of like September 11, 2001. There are plenty of lies right out there in plain sight. One of the first, obviously, is, I mean, just things that we, that are really not up for debate, publicly acknowledged. You know, 15 of, if we take the establishment narrative of 9/11 at face value, then 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi. So what happened there? And, you know, again, if we dig into Saudi Arabia and so-called Israel, we discover very quickly that even the establishment perspective on Saudi Arabia and so-called Israel is that they are the worst human rights violators on the planet. So then why are they our dearest allies in the region? And for that matter, if Israel is considered the worst human rights violator on par with Saudi Arabia, then why are we allowing our military and law enforcement personnel to be trained by those folks? Doesn't that seem kind of maybe not the wisest choice? But, you know, then you come back to the points of 9/11, like, you know, J. Michael Springman's point about the Jeddah Consulate, CIA visas for terrorist program. Why was that happening? And all the other, you know, strange anomalies in the narrative that are not up for debate. You know, again, I mean, one of my favorite points to make, you know, not to mention Bill Cooper, you know, June 28, was it 2001, predicting, quote unquote, predicting September 11, they're going to do something and they're going to blame it on this guy, meaning Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it, he said. We play that clip from time to time. He was gone in November. You know, there was the PBS Frontline documentary. Speaking of November, by November 2001, PBS Frontline had already done their Saudi time bomb documentary series. They had put together a whole series in 2 months about the Wahhabi influence and Saudi influence. We knew by November 2001, you know, just watch PBS. They told pretty much the whole story. You know, there was Norm Dixon's article, right? How the CIA created Osama bin Laden, right? And that was a week after September 11, 2001. Anybody read? September 18, 2001. You know, there was, and before that, there was back in 1998, the Counterpunch article, How Jimmy Carter and I Started the Mujahideen, by Jeffrey St. Clair and Alexander Cockburn. Former CIA director Robert Gates stated in his memoirs from the shadows that American intelligence services began to aid the Mujahideen in Afghanistan 6 months before the Soviet intervention, asking Brzezinski, in this period, you were the national security advisor to Carter, right? You therefore played a role in this affair. Is that correct? Brzezinski, yep. Actually, according to the official story, CIA aid to the Mujahideen began in 1980, but what had happened was, you know, we started back in the summer of 79. Help it happen or make it happen on purpose. What do you mean? Well, Brzezinski literally said, you know, when he was asked, despite this risk, you were an advocate of this covert action, but perhaps you yourself desired this Soviet entry into war and looked to provoke it? Brzezinski said, nah, it wasn't quite that. We didn't push the Russians to intervene, but we knowingly increased the probability that they would. Help it happen or make it happen on purpose. You know, these are facts. Incontrovertible established facts of history. So the point is, you know, the survival mechanism, a person knows, the mind knows, it's not stupid. And so you have to essentially retreat or acquiesce to a certain degree of Stockholm syndrome if you are to survive without going crazy. Like I said, you know, entertaining these competing thoughts. If you're going to embrace the lie, then you also have to you have to entertain a degree of Stockholm syndrome and just hope that your kidnapper is somewhat benevolent, at least in your case. But again, you can't negotiate with terrorists. George Bush, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Wait a minute. Isn't that a false dichotomy? That's a bifurcation. You're making a distinction on a thing that's, it's the same thing you're talking about. You know, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. You are the terrorist, buddy. May 22nd, right? My utmost first highest. Now this explains it. Quoting John 17:21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Chambers wrote, if you are going through a solitary way, read John 17. It will explain exactly why you are where you are. Jesus has prayed that you may be one with the Father as he is. Are you helping God to answer that prayer, or have you some other end for your life? Since you became a disciple, you cannot be as independent as you used to be. The purpose of God is not to answer our prayers, but by our prayers, we come to discern the mind of God. And this is revealed in John 17. There is one prayer God must answer, and that is the prayer of Jesus, that they may be one, even as we are one. Are we as close to Jesus Christ as that? God is not concerned about our plans. He does not say, do you want to go through this bereavement, this upset? He allows these things for his own purpose. Finish that thought when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break. Be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
From Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, May 22nd entry. Now this explains it. So next, he lets us have it right between the eyes. So he says, God is not concerned about our plans. He does not say, do you want to go through this bereavement, this upset? He allows these things for his own purpose. And here it comes. Whammo. The things we are going through are either making us sweeter, better, nobler men and women, or they are making us more captious and fault-finding, more insistent upon our own way. I wonder which direction we're headed in America these days. The things that happen either make us fiends or they make us saints. It depends entirely upon the relationship we are in to God. If we say, thy will be done, we get the consolation of John 17, the consolation of knowing that our Father is working according to his own wisdom. You know, Romans 8:28, Revelation 21:5, that kind of thing. When we understand what God is after, we will not get mean and cynical. We will not get mean and cynical. Jesus has prayed nothing less for us than absolute oneness with himself as he was one with the Father. Some of us are far off it, and yet God will not leave us alone until we are one with him, because Jesus has prayed that we may be. It's a fascinating thing. You know, and you can see, speaking of the double-mindedness and the fractured psyche, so to speak, that we've seen pictured, you know, I've talked about that in different ways, different times. I forget which book it was of Bertrand Russell's where he has that pictured, and obviously, you know, the manipulation of human behavior is one by Biderman and Zimmer. And there are several others. I mentioned the John Stewart article recently. What happened to John Stewart in The Atlantic? And that image focusing on his left eye and just, you know, what looks like a piece of broken glass. You know, the image looks shattered and broken apart. What is going on there? Why do that? Why depict John Stewart that way? He was comedy royalty, but the world has changed since he was at the height of his powers. Really? The world has changed. Or is it being changed? Is there an attempt to do things that are more along the lines of social engineering than some organic, spontaneous occurrence? Is it just the next phase in a choose your own adventure sort of narrative that we're all supposed to agree to? So it's interesting, you know, when you see this juxtaposition, and the Bible talks about this, you know, James chapter 1, double-minded man kind of thing. But, you know, I think of Romans chapter 9, for example. If you hold this perspective, then you can see the conflict in operation, and that's kind of what I'm trying to speak to. This is not supposed to be a Sunday sermon kind of thing. It's just fascinating when you look at, like, Romans 7, Paul says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want." And he goes on, but by Romans 9, you know, he's talking about, you know, the potter has the right, ultimate right over the clay, uses some examples, and he says, so it depends not, well, for he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it does not depend on the man who wills, the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. And he says in verse 18, "So then he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will?" You know, who can, we're all pawns in this game then. You know, we have no will of our own. And so Paul goes on and says, "On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common or dishonorable use, depending on your translation?" Which is a fascinating concept. And then he goes on, and there is this paradox. You know, what if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory. It's a fascinating paradox. And so if you hold this view, then, you know, maybe we don't take everything at face value. Maybe we don't bank on the immediate, you know, empirical evidence. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The CDC said that, well, a third of Americans should consider a mask as case counts of COVID rise again. I'll consider a mask. Consider it a waste of time and money. Biden is finally doing something about the baby formula shortage. 3 months ago, the manufacturer that makes 40% of the baby formula in the United States shut down. And the federal government didn't do anything until store shelves were empty for weeks. Record high gas prices, supply chain issues, empty store shelves, soaring housing costs. And yesterday, the stock market took a plunge. Maybe inflation isn't transitory after all. Maybe the market is starting to react to the creation of nearly $8 trillion in 2 years. Maybe time to look into an emergency food supply. I recommend prepare with Mojo50.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pacem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are so many aspects and angles and perspectives and layers to come at this. Maybe we'll get to some of this. You know, I was looking at words Webster's 1828, for example, domiciled, residence. You start looking at these, you could just feel like the words that get used these days. You can feel the sophistry in there somewhere. Your spidey senses go up. Your intuition is goaded. Domiciled, residence, benefice, feudalism, feud, intestine, hereditament. You know, maybe we'll talk about some of that stuff later. But, you know, the feudalist, I mean, what is feudalism at its essence? I mean, it's a military system. It is martial law, effectively, because you have these feuds, these irreconcilable differences, which, you know, gets to the heart of what I was saying before. And there's more, but you know what? We'll table that for now. I'll go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, sir.
All of the first half hour, but the first half hour of your show is, as I hear over the idiot box on board television, dynamite. Well, you cover so much stuff that's clear. Oh, the Chinese are coming. Oh, the Chinese are coming. Duck and cover. Yeah. Get under your desk.
Yeah.
You know, as Paul said, and I don't know if it was to the Corinthians or the Romans or what, but the flesh is willing. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
And that's the problem I have, you know. I think of myself as a little pile of dung, but I can't keep my mouth shut, you know. I'm compelled to keep talking. But I've noticed, and I thank you for it, you give me more time to talk and rave on than anybody else. But, Chris, you know, we rarely have a conversation. And, you know, you don't interrupt and you say, well, you don't say it this way exactly, but can I interrupt or something? And I always say, sure, ask me questions. Make a statement. You know, but not to be flippant, you know, what you've covered in the first half hour here, you know, I've slipped into it and been guilty, and I'm kind of jovial now, and I don't mean to be flippant toward the Creator whatsoever, but the ridiculousness of people, including the host on RBN. And I'm not saying that they're bad, but the conclusions they can come to and everything. And it's easy for me to say that, my worldview is the Word, the Bible, so therefore my worldview is a biblical point of view from the Bible. Well, atheists and agnostics, they've made this decision. We all get the chance to make a decision or choose. They don't. They're on RBN, and they put out good information, in other words, about what's happening in the world, about the bankers, and they don't cover the Illuminati very much, but which controls the CIA, and they don't talk about the FBI very much. The Masons control it, and things like that. But we hear it over and over, day after day. I'm talking about RBN. And putting out truthful information, you know, killing our babies, women have the right to their body, the control of their body, you know.
Right.
Well, he has the right to take life, kill a baby, but I don't have control over my body. I can't have no children, but I'm forced into taking a jab, you know. So somebody's got control over my body, and I've got so upset as 7.5 years that I've been calling an RBN, except my 4 month forced sabbatical. I get angered and mad and disgusted and irritated. But now, and not being flippant toward God, not at all. But it's such a big joke. It's so why should I get so upset and I do and I have. That's hurting me, and I don't want to hurt other people, but I'm weak in the flesh. And I think that, you know, I can bring, well, I'll qualify this, bring a little bit more clarity and maybe a little bit more patience and maybe some, a little bit more happiness in my life by taking things with a grain of salt. Christ has full control. I cannot do nothing without him. And I, even in my prayers, I tell Christ, you know, I feel guilty. Because I think I've had a chance that most people haven't had. I've had some good teachers. And I've had the chance for knowledge and maybe a little bit of wisdom, but it's understanding that knowledge you may gain wisdom. And I don't know if I'm making much sense, but I think I can be a little lighthearted more. And I'm so dang serious all the time. Have you got any comments to make there, brother?
Yes, sir. Many. It's interesting, the logical fallacies. You know, again, the prevailing sort of ethos or the spirit of the day is conflict. It's that feudalist system that I was talking about right before you jumped on, before we grabbed you. And so even the Christian, you know, I mean, Jesus said in the Beatitudes, he gave us all kinds of instructions. You know, this is, you have the Old Testament, and then you have the New Testament, and that's an interesting concept. Even folks who attend church probably don't really, I don't think they've really sort of thought through what that represents. And so the New Testament is, I think, sort of epitomized by Jesus himself in the Beatitudes and saying things like, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. And he goes through all of these examples that, you know, show, I call it the Christian walk, I guess, in a sense. You know, if you are put upon, then don't even acknowledge it as a thing. Go, you know, twice as far, basically. You know, if you're asked to go a mile, go two, that kind of thing. And that's a concept that seems to be lost. And the devil is masterful at creating all of these arguments that seem legitimate. I mean, shouldn't we be fighting for the life of the innocent unborn? Absolutely. But like you just said, does Jesus, I'm, you know, paraphrasing what you said and sort of reframing it a little bit. Does Jesus need me or you or anyone to fight his battle, so to speak? Absolutely not. And so, you know, we can tell the truth and do, that's kind of why I mentioned Stephen's example yesterday at the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast. Stephen, I mean, what is, you know, one of the most remarkable aspects of Stephen in the book of Acts is that, you know, the Bible says that after Jesus ascended into heaven, he was seated at the right hand of the Father, which is sort of a picture of it's finished. It's all done. Now he's seated. And what you see with Stephen, he says, you know, I see the heavens open and Jesus standing. And to me, that's Jesus giving Stephen a standing ovation. Well done, Stephen. Good job.
Can I interrupt? And,
well, let me just finish real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
His, you know, the Bible says that his last words were, do not hold this against them. And, you know, Saul was there. And if anything would have the crushing impact that would bring a person like Saul, who is raised, you know, trained in the way of Gamaliel. I mean, this is a guy who, what are you going to tell this guy? He knows everything. You can't possibly know everything that he knows. And if anything will bring a guy like that to his Damascus Road moment, it's seeing what Stephen did, despite the, you know, being stoned to death, literally. And so it's the love of Christ. That's the antidote to the insanity and this feudalist nonsense.
I was going to bring this exact point up about the stoning of Stephen and Paul on the road to Damascus when he got knocked off his high horse. And Stephen said, please forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. And then he went to sleep.
Right.
Do you understand that? He went to sleep.
Yeah, that's why Stephen, when you say what happens when you die, and my answer is we take a dirt nap. That's what I say.
Oh, you got her. You got her, my partner. Oh, boy. And what the heck, X, was it going to bring up? But I like you talking to me, you know, and having a conversation. If I'm taking too long, tell me, Fred, get the hell off and got other callers. But why I've been mentioned to this, a little bit of joy has come to my life. And I tell you, I have a hell of a lot, heck of a lot of misery in it, you know. Because, like you've been talking in the last half hour, you know, or the first half hour, but for years, you know, if you let it get to you. But the only way to protect yourself is faith. And then to have faith, you get faith by hearing.
Yeah.
By hearing the word.
Amen.
And you hear the, we can go into a long story, which I won't, about listening to pastors that don't know nothing about the Bible, or they are willfully misleading you. But reading the Bible and works. Now, I understand the book of James, you cannot work your way into heaven. You can't even do nothing without Christ. Nothing. But you have to have the faith of the possible, how do I say it, of things, proof of things not seen, and whatever the rest of that verse says, you know. But I would put it, faith repentance, arpa, faith, trust, repentance, obedience, love, worship. That's how I would put things. Go ahead, say something, Chris, you know, and, or tell me to get off the air, you know, either one.
Well, I concur with what you're saying, and you know, in all of those things that you were saying before, and even what you just said, one of the prevailing, well, I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. beyond the suns that God... All right, it's the first, it's the final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. It's Tuesday, May 24, 2022, and I'll try to summarize my thoughts quickly, briefly, so that we get through it in this segment. So my thoughts, you know, generally I was thinking, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Be afraid, be very afraid is kind of the general message. And we're encouraged to focus on that, whether, you know, you're a Christian or an atheist or whatever, you're supposed to be lured into the feudalist conflict. You know, what I've talked about with balkanization and the, you know, Sammy P. Huntington's Clash of Civilization sort of concept. Freud and the plague enter in because, you know, we're transitioning from the Bernaysian will to pleasure era to now the Nietzschean will to power era, which is very godless, obviously. And there are so many books that reflect this. I mentioned Kevin Dutton's The Wisdom of Psychopaths. In the past, I've talked about Thick Face, Black Heart, which was really awful. I remember reading that and thinking, this is awful, by Chin Ning Chu, which, you know, she also has written The Art of War for Women, Sun Tzu's Ultimate Guide to Winning Without Confrontation. She wrote The Chinese Mind Game back in the 80s, The Best Kept Trade Secret of the East. And, you know, I'm more concerned about these things coming in below the radar than I am about the stuff coming in, you know, allegedly on the 6 o'clock news or CNN, so to speak. There's Robert Ringer's Winning Through Intimidation. There's what's his name's 48 Laws of Power. There's Dan Carrison's Semper Fi, Business Leadership, The Marine Corps Way. I think Smelly Butler would cringe. How do you introduce fascism and feudalism into American business leadership? Well, books like this, no offense, Dan. There's Kent Kyle's The Psychopath Whisperer, The Science of Those Without Conscience, The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time, by Maria Konnikova. Jason Brown's How to Analyze People, Analyzing the Narcissistic Mother. I mean, there's so many of these books. I've talked about a lot of these. And the point is, you know, to your point about the Illuminized CIA, I would see even the discussion of the Illuminized CIA, Hail Hydra, is effectively a limited hangout. And we can't out Sun Tzu, or out Machiavelli, or out Alinsky, or out Bernays, or out Nietzsche. And ultimately, you know, my question lately, I think, you know, do we know what fighting with fire ultimately leads to? It leads to scorched earth. That's all. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants scorched earth. He wants us to destroy each other and ourselves. And that's what all this conflict and feudalist milieu is intended to do. And so your levity, Fred, not being cavalier, like you said, you know, not being, I forget the word you used, but it's not that, but it's definitely levity. I think it's, in my humble estimation, I think it's well observed. It's not naive by any means, obviously, but that's kind of my thoughts. Second hour coming up, and maybe we could talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.